Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about achieving perfectly cooked and browned vegetables, specifically through reverse searing.
Reverse searing vegetables? Like steaks? I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Exactly. It's not just for meat anymore. This method minimizes overcooking, giving you beautifully browned exteriors and perfectly cooked interiors. It all starts with the prep, though.
Prep? What's so special about prepping vegetables? You just chop them up, right?
Not quite. Creating flat edges and uniform sizes is crucial for even cooking and browning. Think fennel, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, all great candidates for reverse searing. You want those flat sides to sit flush against the pan for maximum contact.
Makes sense. So you're maximizing surface area for browning. But what about seasoning? Do you season before or after?
Both. Seasoning with salt and fat is key, but the method varies depending on the vegetable. Brussels sprouts can be seasoned directly in the pan, while fennel benefits from a quick brine and cabbage gets oiled and salted directly on the sheet pan.
A brine for fennel? That's a neat trick. So, after prepping and seasoning, what's next?
Steaming. It's the secret to cooking the vegetables through before browning. You can either use the vegetable's own water or add some, depending on its density. A lid or foil is essential for trapping the steam.
Ah, the steaming part. So, you're essentially pre-cooking the vegetables with steam. But how does steaming actually work?
Good question. Steam transfers heat more efficiently than dry air, cooking the vegetables evenly without drying them out. It's like a sauna for your veggies.
I see. Interesting. So, how long does it take to get from the sauna to Sizzle City?
Once the vegetables are mostly cooked, you ditch the lid or foil and crank up the heat for browning. This is where the Maillard reaction and caramelization work their magic. A little extra oil helps ensure efficient heat transfer for that perfect sear.
Oil as a heat conductor? That's a great tip. So after all that, what's the final verdict? Are reverse seared veggies really worth the effort?
Absolutely. You get vegetables that are perfectly cooked, beautifully browned, and bursting with flavor. From maple-glazed Brussels sprouts with smoked almonds to sesame scallion cabbage and creamy roasted fennel, the possibilities are endless.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I'm definitely going to try this. Thanks for sharing these insightful tips.
You're welcome. And don't forget to experiment with other vegetables. Let us know in the comments which ones you try. Until next time, happy cooking.
Goodbye.